This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying.
Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
Roland Martin's commentary is brought to you by the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala, made to love. The all-new 2014 Chevrolet Impala puts a new spin on an amazing heritage. Find new roads.
Roland, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Skip. Hope all is well with you. Fabulous, fabulous Tuesday here. Skip, we ought to talk about voting rights as one of the issues that's really a major battle on the state level. But I tell you, one of the other issues that is getting lots of attention all across the country is that of reproductive rights, the issue of abortion. We're seeing it in Texas, in North Carolina. We're seeing it in Wisconsin. It is a tremendous battle that is taking place among Republicans and among Democrats. And so the question is, what will Planned Parenthood do? They are under attack as well. They have efforts by other Republican legislatures to defund them. So exactly what is going on here? We're joined right now by the leader of Planned Parenthood Action Fund, Cecilia Richards. Cecilia, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to be with you.
So let's talk about this here. There was just a federal judge just yesterday stopped the Wisconsin law from going forward. What's happening in North Carolina as well? Clearly, the battle is not in Washington, D.C., but in the 50 states across the country.
That's exactly right. In fact, I'm down here in Texas right now, where there has been the biggest mobilization of folks in the state that we've seen in years against the legislature, who has done everything they can to not only shut down Planned Parenthood, but access of women to health care of all kinds. And what we're seeing in the states is a lot of politicians who are trying to basically put politics ahead of women's health care access. And particularly in the state of Texas, where the highest rate of uninsured women in the country, where dozens of health centers have already been shut down because of politics in the legislature. And we're picking up a bus tour today in the state just to tell folks that enough is enough.
Now, one of the things that I saw in the ruling in Wisconsin was that the federal judge said that because the state has passed a law saying that any doctors who perform abortions, those doctors have to be credentialed, if you will, by a local hospital, that is pretty much could wipe out most of the clinics in the country. The same bill was passed in Mississippi. Texas is trying to push that bill forward. I think Ohio as well. That seems to be the plan by most GOP-led legislatures.
You're exactly right. I mean, it is the latest in a string of tactics that they sort of masquerade as being about women's health, but it's really just about shutting down health centers. And you're right, in Texas here, if this law passes, and because the Republicans control the House and the Senate, it's very likely that it will. We go from basically more than 40 health centers in the state of Texas where women can access reproductive care down to 5. And now that's in a state where we've got 26.5 million people. And that's exactly what happened in the state of Wisconsin. We've seen the same thing pass in North Carolina where they would shut down every single health center but one in the state of North Carolina. And look, I just think what we're seeing is the attack on women's health care access, and not only access to safe and legal abortion, but frankly, access to birth control, access to cancer screenings. Women and men are really organizing around the country to say, this is too much, and it's time we get politicians out of the doctor's room, an examining room, and really focus more about getting more folks access to health care that they need.
Your critics say Planned Parenthood does not offer cancer screenings, does not offer mammograms, things as such. So when you say in terms of offering access for health, exactly how do you counter that? Because, I mean, again, that's what your critics always come back with. That's not what you do. They say you largely provide abortions.
Well, first I'll say, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about it, because most of our critics have never been into a Planned Parenthood health center. And so they don't, and they're welcome to visit any time. And we provided health care to 3 million folks last year. And we provide a whole range of women's health care, including breast and cervical cancer screening and well women visits, birth control, STD testing and treatment. And, you know, one of the sort of far-right myths out there is this issue of mammograms. Well, I don't know any doctor's office that offers mammograms. Mammograms are what you get when you are referred to, a further radiological testing. Planned Parenthood refers folks all the time. We raise money to help pay for women's mammograms for women who can't afford to pay for them. And our position is no woman in this country should be denied a breast exam if it can help her detect cancer early and get her on the road to treatment. We should be much more focused in this country on preventive care and stop talking, basically making women this political punching bag, which unfortunately, as you said earlier, they are in too many legislatures across the country.
Well, the battle certainly continues in Texas, North Carolina, some of the other states, and we'll be watching to see what happens. Cecile Richards, Planned Parenthood Action Fund. Thanks a lot.